Oh, yeah. Classic High Life style band right there called Groupe Le Funny. The song Coupa Lome, and they are from the town Le Funny in Casamance region of Senegal. That's right. So, yeah, lots of very bright, very happy music. And it's a part of Senegal, as I mentioned, geographically distinct, as Gambia basically cuts it off from the rest of the country, which is a very quirky little sliver of a nation that runs only within a few kilometers of the Gambia River. But, the reason Casamance is so distinct is that the major ethnic group called the Jola, J-O-L-A, that's the dominant ethnic group in Casamance, but they represent only 4% of the total population of Senegal. So the Wolof, who are the country that dominate the nation as a whole and politics as a whole, are somewhat at odds with the Jola, or the Jola, at least they have a sense of economic disenfranchisement within Greater Senegal. So there's been a separatist movement in the region of Casamance advocating for independence and autonomous administration. As started in the 80s, the political party called the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance. And then since then, there's been sadly some problems in the region, instability over this kind of insurgence of the Jola kind of fighting for their independence in a sort. So ongoing thing in the region where there's a nation that's huge, and within places, not everybody gets the respect they probably deserve. So anyways, that's just a little aside. Casamance. And before that, classic group from a town called Le Funny. We heard from a fellow, a current musician, Dabi Balde, vocalist, and from his 2005 record, we heard the song Fuladu, the album Introducing Dabi Balde. And he is from the city of Kolda. I think it's the second largest in the greater region there. Yes. And we started that set of music with some hip-hop from the biggest city, Ziguinchor. Great name for a city. Starts with a Z. Hardcore Side was the group, and that just came out last fall. The song was Hip-Hop Si Nguni. So it's pretty hard-hitting raps there for you in languages I do not understand. A little bit of French, tiny bit of English. Well, I understand those fairly well, but also, who knows what else? Maybe Jola language, or it was Wolof, I'm not sure. Yeah, cool. So we're going to hit the big city again, Ziguinchor here, with a kora player, which is the dominant string instrument, well, aside from, the guitar. Here is Sekou Keita on the kora, and also a drummer. And he is a charismatic live performer, a champion of the lesser-known rhythmically rocking kora repertoire from Casamance. So we're going to hear a new song of his, came out last year, called If Only I Knew. Sekou Keita, right here on Wandering Rhythms.
More
some more Cora magic right there. That was Ablaye Sissoko from Kolda, Senegal, born in the year 1970. And he's joined on that song by a trumpeter, a blower of horn, Volker Goetze. No idea where he's from, but probably not the same town. And yeah, collaborating with musicians all over the place. These Senegalese musicians are hip to the times. The song was Nte Dionola. That came out about a year ago. And before that, we heard another great Kora player, Sekou Keita, with the song If Only I Knew. The story of a young man who had a dream he couldn't comprehend, and so his mother suggested he talk to his grandfather. His wise grandfather listened to the young Sekou, who had dreamt of life and what it could become. His grandfather comforted him, but did not, without warning. That's the premise to the story. You gotta see the video, though. Oh, wow. Epic. Epic. Yes, that was Wandering Rhythms and a voyage through Casamance, southern region of Senegal. Hope you enjoyed it, or at least heard some sounds that your ears have never experienced. All the best to you humans out there, animals, trees. Just have a great week and a springtime, and goodbye.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.